Welcome to the teaching ministry of Godwin Segura. We believe that this message will help you see beyond the letter of the word into the spirit and cause you to have a more thorough understanding of the word of God. Here is Godwin.
I have always believed that we're living in a generation where we are so privileged to preach Christ. And preaching Christ and witnessing Christ to hearts that are hungry, there is no greater joy than this. When we preach Christ to people, and when God opens their eyes to see the wondrous truths from His Word, there is excitement, there is that thrill, and there is joy that is beyond our understanding. We must understand that there are many who go to Bible schools, and the reason they go there is so that they can get information, so that they begin to understand theology. They do a study of God. They begin to understand what the writers of the Bible have written, the different doctrines of the word. They want to get their theology in line. They want to understand these things clearly. And after receiving clarity, their desire is to go out and give this to the world. But when I understood my call, in the year 2009 is when God called me from His word in Galatians 1:16. And the part of scripture that was highlighted in my spirit, as Paul says, to reveal His Son in me that I might preach Him. This is my desire. And not only in 2009, in 2012 and in 2017, the Lord reaffirmed this calling over my life. For me to understand that He has revealed His Son in me, that I might preach the Son that is revealed. I might preach Christ that is revealed. We know that Paul was much learned in the scriptures. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He had studied under Gamaliel, the great teacher of that time. But Paul understood that his human wisdom, his natural wisdom, was not enough to preach the gospel. He understood very clearly that he needed supernatural wisdom. And that wisdom, he says, comes from the cross of Christ. That cross which is foolishness to the world. God opened his eyes to see the depth. The Son was revealed in him. Christ was revealed in him. And this is what he says in Colossians 1:26 to 28. He says that Christ in you is the hope of glory, and that is the mystery that was hidden for ages and generations, now has been revealed to the saints. That is that mystery that was revealed to Paul. That mystery gave him a face-to-face encounter with the living God, the Son of God. He began to understand the things of the Spirit. From being a person who was old covenant-minded, he became a renewed person. A new creature in Christ. And he began to give us that understanding in his letters. Not only Paul, but all the apostles received some kind of revelation of Christ. And when it all comes together, we begin to understand Christ in fullness. God has been testified of in many ways by Paul and the other apostles in the new covenant. But the same God, Yahweh, was hidden in the Old Testament. But when Christ was revealed in Paul's spirit, in his soul, Paul saw the same scriptures that he had studied before. And he understood that these scriptures testified of Christ. It testified of the Son of God. The scriptures had never changed. But the understanding of Paul, the way Paul perceived the scriptures, the way Paul understood the scriptures, the way Paul understood Christ from the scriptures changed. His preaching was not a declaration of scripture that was unfulfilled, but he began to present the word of God and the whole counsel of God. Now, how did he do this? He preached the crucified and risen Christ. He said, I preach Christ crucified. We preach Christ crucified. And the revealing of the Son of God was in the new covenant. Everything that was hidden in the old, everything that was shadows in the old, everything that was types in the old began to be revealed in the new by the Spirit of the Lord. We see Paul's example. He began to have a deeper understanding of Old Testament scriptures. Now, as soon as the Spirit of God opened his eyes, he began to see Christ. He began to see Christ and understand who Christ is. And he began to understand that Christ is the fulfillment of the Old Testament, the Old Covenant. We can keep on studying, but it will only give us informative understanding. But when the Spirit of God reveals Christ in you, and he reveals Christ to your mind, and he reveals Christ to your soul, you begin to have a deeper understanding of him. And then not only does he reveal Christ in you, but then your preaching and your living becomes that living Christ. As we keep looking at him, as we keep seeing him, the one who died, the one who was buried, and the one who resurrected from the dead, the one who is sitting at the right hand of the Father, Jesus, the Christ of God, he is now in our hearts. I've used these words in my life. Christ in you, the kingdom of God. I've used these words many a times. But until the Lord revealed his son in me, these were the words that were just shadows, or these were shallow words. I used this to preach in the past. But as God began to reveal his son in me, and he began to reveal his son in me in more depth from the year 2016, these scriptures, this Christ, became a reality in me. Now my heart is that the church begins to see this Christ, begins to experience that indwelling Christ in their spirit, that indwelling Christ in them. I want to see their hearts. I want to see the heart of the church of Jesus Christ, to see that salvation, the gospel that is a reality, the gospel that is a power of God, the gospel that is salvation and that is only found in Christ. This is exactly what Paul desired for the church. He says in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 10, "Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory." That they may also obtain the salvation. Now, this does not mean that Paul thought that something was missing in reference to salvation. That was not in his mind. Because if he would think that, then there would be an effort, ceremonies and rituals that would be required to attain the salvation. But when Paul uses the word obtain, that word obtain there, it means to experience and to enjoy something that is presently happening. Not in the past. It's a now thing. And Paul says that this salvation that is only found in Christ will bring eternal glory. And this salvation is a present reality. It's a present truth in every born again believer. And every person can experience and enjoy this in his life. This is what Paul meant when he says that this salvation is in Jesus Christ. And his desire is that all, everyone may obtain the salvation. We see Paul writing to the Colossians in chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. He says, "For I would that he knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding to the knowledge of the mystery of God. And of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." You know, when Paul wrote these letters, most of his letters he wrote from prison. So the ones who he's writing the letters to had not seen him. Most of them had never met Paul. They had only heard of him. Paul here did not mean that he's going to visit them and they can meet him. He wanted to. But this was not the point in what he writes. He wanted them to see Christ first and foremost. His heart was that they see Christ, that they know Christ, that they are filled with the knowledge and the wisdom of the Lord. That was his heart. That was his prayer. That was his desire. That was his only motive. That Christ be formed in you. That is what he desired. He understood that those who see the face of Christ will walk in the Spirit. Paul says in Philippians chapter 3 verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made comfortable unto his death, that I may know him. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this is what we must desire. That we may know him. We may know him. Knowing him personally in a relationship. This should be the deepest desire of our spirits. The deepest desire and longings that we have, that we may know him. Before he was converted, Paul knew the law. Once he was converted, he began to know who the law speaks of. The one who fulfilled the law. He began to know Christ. In Philippians 3 verse 8, he says, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. I count all things but loss. This is where we understand how Paul sees the difference between the old covenant and the new covenant. How he understands that in the old were the shadows of the law, and in the new is the substance in Christ, the fulfillment in Christ. He begins to understand this, that the new covenant is based on better promises, on superior promises, on glorious promises, and that is found in Christ. He says, everything else I consider as loss, except the knowledge of Christ. I desire that knowledge of Christ. I want to know him. I want to know him and the power of his resurrection. Why did Paul change? Why did he, who was persecuting the church, began to understand this? How did this happen? It happened because now his heart was open to understand the presence of the Lord, to understand the exceeding riches of Christ, to understand that Christ in us is not only sufficient, his presence in us brings a perfect salvation, brings complete salvation. All those who are not in Christ did not receive this. We have to see Christ inwardly, dear brothers and sisters. We have to see him from within. Our external eyes are not enough. Paul always spoke of the Old Testament, the Old Covenant law system. He said that system pointed to Christ. That system pointed the coming of Christ. He said the prophets in the Old Testament pointed to this. But not only this, now it is an inward, internal experience of Christ. The revelation has come inside. So the knowing of him is greater than anyone who could point us towards Christ. Grace is not just unmerited favor. Grace is inheritance that is given freely to us by Christ. It is found in Christ. All the spiritual blessings, according to Ephesians 1 verse 3, are in the heavenly places in Christ. That's the location. And that Christ is in us. He lives in us today. There is nothing greater than to know Jesus Christ, than to understand his sacrifice. The gospel is that Jesus died for our sins, that Jesus was buried, and on the third day, he rose again from the dead. 40 days he was seen by the apostles and he taught them things concerning the kingdom. And then he was lifted up, he ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he rules and reigns as king. This is the Christ that reveals himself from the Spirit. May God reveal this Christ in you. May God reveal his Son in you, that you begin to know him, that you begin to experience him. Let this become your cry. Let this become your motive. Let this be what you desire. May you walk in peace that is beyond understanding. And may this Christ be your peace. God bless you all.